I would just like to introduce the program that we're about to start. It's a program that really we've had for many years in Yeshiva, before, of course, COVID interrupted it. It's a beautiful idea that we start and finish Maseches Megillah tonight. Sometimes, some years it was done together by different Rabbeim and Avreichim giving a few blot each throughout the night. This night we're doing it a little bit differently. We're going to do divide it up, that every Talmud that signed up does a blot, and then by midnight tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have a beautiful siyum and a festive suda. I'd like to thank Rabbi Ariel Kapitnikov for all of his work, tirelessly working day and night in general for Yeshiva and Befrat for Purim and all the other many, many things that went into the dinner and everything. So he definitely deserves a round of applause. I'd like to thank Rav Tzvi Nash, who really was the driving force behind this evening, and he really pushed it through, Baruch Hashem. And I would especially like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Anshul Kaplan. Rav Anshul is an old Talmud of Yeshiva, very beloved Talmud of Yeshiva, and he graciously dedicated this evening's program, sponsoring it, Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Esther Bas Eliyahu. The behind-the-scenes story is that on Sunday night, when we wanted to get to $100,000 raised for our team on behalf of the Ukrainian Jews, so we were missing a certain amount of money, and Rav Anshul was kind enough to give that money to close that gap, so he is able to really have a great schus in that tranche of money, and it should be a tremendous zecher and an Eloi Nishmas for his beloved mother. Just want to say a quick idea just to start us off. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayev Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah Balayla Ulashanaisa Bayim. That a person is Chayev, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, to read the Megillah at night. It doesn't say what that word l'shanaisa means, but you're supposed to do something at night and then in the day. Quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Elokai ekra yaimim v'leisane v'layla v'loy demiali. Savra minei, so the Bnei Yeshiva thought when they heard of Yeshua ben Levi saying the statement, they thought that what he meant is l'mikraye b'layla, that at night you're supposed to lay in the Megillah, like we do. Ulamisna masnisin dida b'yamama. And in the morning of Purim, you're supposed to learn the Mishnayos, the Masechta of Megillah. That's what they understood. When it says ulishanaisa bayayim, they understood it to be a lashon of Mishnah. That they thought you were supposed to learn the Mishnayos. That the din of Purim is at night we lay in the Megillah out of the Megillah. And in the morning, we learn the Mishnayos and the Masechta of Megillah. That's what they thought, the Bnei Yeshiva. Amar Lohur Reb Yirmiya, Sir Reb Yirmiya says, no, L'didim Mefarsh L'mineid Reb Chiya Bar Abba, I understood, I learned from Reb Chiya Bar Abba, K'gayin Da Amri Inshi Evar Parshasa Da Ve'esnaya. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi meant when he said a lashon of ulishanaisa does not mean to learn the Mishnayos, but rather it means to repeat. So that's why our minhag is, and that's the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, that we lay in it at night, and then we repeat the Kriya again a second time in the morning. But what was the Havamina? How did the Bnei Yeshiva think to say that you should learn the Mishnayos, Maseches Megillah, everybody should join in a Yeshivas Mordechai at Tzaddik in the morning, the whole Klal Yisrael were supposed to learn Maseches Megillah. Why would they even think that? That's such a, I mean, it would be wonderful, but why would that be a Havamina? So I saw once, I believe I saw it in the Sifsei Chachamim. Sifsei Chachamim is one of the classic Perushim on Maseches Megillah. I believe it was there that I saw that there's a Yerushalmi he quotes on a pasuk all the way at the end of the Megillah that says, "V'zichram lo Yosef Mizarim," that the memory of the story of Purim should never cease from the Zera, from the offspring of Klal Yisrael. We should always remember the story of Purim. So the Yerushalmi in Megillah says, "Mikan shekavula chachamim meseches," that the reason why the chachamim were kaveya meseches Megillah, it could have been, as the Mefarshim say, we could have incorporated these dinim, the Agadita and the halachas of Megillah, could have put in a different mesechta. It's not that many halachas, a shorter mesechta. We could have put it in a different mesechta. But the fact that we were kaveya, a separate, unique mesechta called Meseches Megillah, is because they learned from the pasuk of Zichram LaYosef Mizaram that you have to be kaveya mesechta, because Zichram is like memory, is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh needs to be a part of the Mesira of Purim. A part of the Mesira of Purim is you have to learn the Mishnayos of Purim. You have to learn the Gemara of Purim, which is Megillah. Since the Chachamim saw fit to be kaveya a separate mesechta, and they darshan that from a pasuk of Zichram LaYosef Mizaram, that's why the Bnei Yeshiva had a strong havamina that maybe you have to do that on Purim. You have to lay in the Megillah at night, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. You should engage and you should be Isaac in that as part of the Zikaran of the Yimei Purim, Zichram LaYosef Mizaram. Until it was explained that no, that's not the din. The din is you have to lay in it at night and lay in again by day. But there still is, we see from this Gemara, there's an importance at least to learn Maseches Megillah near Samach Venira to Purim, because it's part and parcel of the Maseirah that we have of Purim. And so tonight is as close as we're going to get before Purim. Tomorrow is the Tainis, and then Purim is Purim, a busy day, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Kaveya, time to learn on Purim itself. Yeshivas Mardechai HaTzadik is a wonderful opportunity, and there are big yeshuas that is known to come to people that, besides for the Safra gift card, but there are big, tremendous, even higher yeshuas that come to a person for learning on Purim, and everyone should definitely participate in that. But tonight we're going to engage in the, now that we're in the rarefied airspace already, the night before Tainis Esther, you can already be tayim the mesikos of the Heilig Yantiv of Purim tonight already. So we're going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, tremendous Nachas Ruach, by learning his Masechta, by learning Maseches Megillah. Every single Talmud is going to learn his own daf, either alone or b'chavrusa. And please have in mind, when you're learning the Masechta tonight, when we're making a siyum, first of all, that it should be l'zecher l'ilui nishmas Esther Bas Eliyahu, and moreover, it should be a tremendous chus for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael in Ukraine right now, needs our learning, needs our davening, and needs our support. And Baruch Hashem, I'm very proud to announce right now that, as you know, I think we upped our goal from, it started off as 50, right? I stood up here, I think, on Wednesday morning, and we said we're going to raise $50,000. And then, Baruch Hashem, we did that in a day together. So we raised it by Shabbos to 75, and Erev Shabbos, we were able to be zeicha to come up with $75,000. I'd like to just tell, if I may, a quick story. I know I'm taking away precious time from Maseches Megillah, but I think it's important. I saw a tremendous Siat Dishmaya on Erev Shabbos. A Talmud in Yeshiva, I don't know if he's here, I wish he was here, but maybe it's better, he probably would prefer not being here, but Aaron Ehrlich, is he here? No. Anyway, you'll tell him that I said this, but I was on Erev Shabbos, I was driving home from Long Beach where I went to visit my mother, and And I was like very upset because I said that I would get to 75 by Shabbos, and it was a few hours before Shkia, and we sort of like came to a grinding halt. The fundraising was not going, and I needed $1,200 to be mashlim, which is $2,400 matching, to be mashlim to get up to $75,000 before Shabbos. And I didn't know, me'ayin yaveyezri, I didn't know. I said to the Rabbi Nisham, it's your department. I'm trying my best with the Talmidei Yeshiva. The rest is up to you. Anyway, I was driving on Rockaway Turnpike, and all of a sudden I hear a honk. Mamish, that second, when I said that to the Rabbi Nisham, I heard a honk. And I turn around, and it's Aaron Ehrlich in his car. And he rolls down the window. He says, "Hi, Rabbi, how are you?" I said, "Baruch Hashem, how are you?" He says, "Good." He says, I said, "What's doing?" He says, "Nothing." He says, "Rabbi, you want some dried mangoes?" He was eating dried mangoes. So he offered me some. I said, "No, I really need $1,200. So I said, "Do you think that the Eibishter put you here side by side with me on Erev Shabbos just to serve me dried mangoes?" I said, "You're the shliach to find me $1,200. He says, "Rabbi, I don't know. I gave already. My parents gave already." I said, "Listen, I don't know. It's definitely your department, and it's up to you." Anyway, he said, "Okay, I'll see what I could do." And within 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, I was looking. I kept on, you know, refreshing my the team page, and of course, when I stopped the car, and then and I see that Mishpachas Ehrlich gave $2,400 to put us over the $75,000 mark. So that also deserves a round of applause, please. And then after Shabbos, we set our goals to $100,000, and Baruch Hashem, Reb Anshel was mashlim. We were able to make it up until $2,225 or something like that. Right before Chatzais of Sunday night, and because of Rav Anshel's contribution that you're going to be learning in the schutz of his mother tonight, so that was $100,000, and then I wanted to get to $120,000 before Purim. And we are, right now, last I checked, maybe we have it already, but last I checked, we are $952 short of $120,000. So I'm waiting for the Eibishter to send me a shliach. Maybe it's somebody in this Beis Medrash to get me that money. But that would be wonderful. And then Roni, I think, suggested that that we really should be raising $127,000 before Purim. So 100 Meya Vesim, Sheva Vesim, Umeya, Medina. So if anyone wants to, you know, be mashlim, that amount, $7,000 by Purim Mamish, that would be wonderful. But as it stands right now, we are very, very close. We're Mamish a hair's breadth away from a goal that's unimaginable, $120,000 within 6 days with you and I together as Shutfim, is something that we have to take pride in. And it's for Achein Bnei Yisrael in Ukraine that our Mamish need the money desperately, and we were there for them, and we have tremendous. This is something that's nitzchi. It's something that's eternal, and we should all be very proud of it. We could tell our children and our grandchildren someday that we stepped to the plate when we needed to. But have in mind when you're learning that it should be. There's no greater kayach in the world than kayach ha-taira. And if we're able to learn and learn l'shma tonight, and learn with all of our taikif and all of our kavana and all of our l'shem shamayim, that the Yidden in the Ukraine should have a Yeshua, and they should have refuas, and they should have be able to survive the ruchnius of agashmius, then there's no doubt in my mind that that's the greatest war effort that we could make in this yeshiva. So have a wonderful night. Mitzvah Hashem, learn Geshmak, enjoy the learning. There's no more beautiful Masechta than Maseches Megillah. There's no more beautiful yeshiva than our yeshiva. There's no greater yantiv than the yantiv of Purim. So you have a perfect opportunity tonight to really get close to one another, close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and we'll give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Nachas Ruach that he's awaiting from us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.